till I die, love you till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can't get you off my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just fuss.
Time for your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour.
On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
President Joe Biden delivered a fiery argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech Thursday night. Biden repeatedly delivered attacks at his predecessor without ever mentioning Trump by name. The scrappy tone from Biden was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was designed to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old is still up to the job. For 68 minutes, Biden goaded Republicans over their policies and invited call-and-response banter with fellow Democrats on economic issues, taxes, and health care. In a biting Republican response to Biden's address, first-term Senator Katie Britt of Alabama slammed the president's handling of the economy, the southern border, crime, and foreign policy.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace.
At 42, she is the youngest Republican woman ever to be elected to the upper chamber. We are learning about a wastewater spill in the Russian River that took place back on March 1st and 2nd. The cause was a power outage at the Russian River County Sanitation District Treatment Plant. Once the power was restored, a valve closed, allowing the wastewater to build up and overflow. In sports, the Bulls beat the Warriors 125-122. Steph Curry left the game in the fourth quarter. The Warriors are at home against the Spurs on Saturday. And your forecast today, sunny skies with mid-60s, really a nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds with overnight lows in the 40s. Showers are possible late. Tomorrow, maybe a shower early, then a slight chance for the afternoon. Rain is likely on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park has a huge selection of quality wood cabinets to suit any kitchen or bathroom. And some of the lowest prices in the area. Cabinets 101 can even help you put the finishing touches on your project with a granite or quartz countertop and a stainless steel, porcelain, or apron-style sink. Cabinets 101 is a diamond-certified company, so you know you're going to get the most knowledgeable advice and the best customer service possible.
Cabinets 101 is looking for a full-time salesperson to join us. This person needs experience in kitchen and bath design and cabinet layout, along with basic math skills and excellent customer service. If this sounds like you, call Cabinets 101 today. Did we mention excellent customer service is a must? For more information or to apply, stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom, Mondays between 8:30 a.m. and noon at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish and white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
102.7 The Wolf.
A little after 6 o'clock on a finally Friday, I'm rocking Ricky Michaels with a bunch of good stuff for you this hour. Billy Idol's on the way, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as well as Bon Jovi. Also got some Elton John, AC/DC, REM, Marvin Gaye, and Def Leppard on the way. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1983 as well, this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
Of your loneliness like a heartbeat.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Friday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Good morning and happy Friday. Traffic is sponsored by Audible. No surprises. Off to a good start here. Your southbound 101 commute from Petaluma down to San Rafael will only take you 25 minutes. That is a delay-free ride from Highway 116 down to the 580 split. Also westbound 37, we are starting to see those usual delays rolling in from Vallejo right around the Mare Island Bridge. As you come off the span, it's going to bog down out to Skaggs Island Road. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
For the broken hearted, a silent prayer for 50 parted. And I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out. It's my
Rewinds 1983. President Reagan announces plans to develop a space-based nuclear defensive weapon system, the Strategic Defense Initiative. Julius Erving and Moses Malone carry the Philadelphia 76ers passed the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals. In Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa Plaza opens, requiring the demolition of various downtown buildings, including the courthouse. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1983.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Yeah.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. According to a lengthy article in the Press Democrat, Sonoma County missed out on some $38 million in funding for substance abuse treatment services back in 2018. The county was in the process of applying for the funds, but then Director of Health Services Barbie Robinson never took the final agreement to the Board of Supervisors for their approval, missing out on the funding. Robinson no longer works or lives in Sonoma County. We will not have another election results update until 5 p.m. today. Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Diva Marie Proto did state that with the addition of over 73,000 ballots received after the polls closed, Sonoma County voter turnout will be close to 50% of registered voters. That number will be slightly higher than the state average, but lower than previous elections in Sonoma County. Petaluma police arrested 69-year-old John Larson Wednesday after receiving a call from a girl who stated he was attempting to lure her and some friends and attempted to give them cocaine and marijuana. Larson apparently followed the girls to East Washington Place Shopping Center, where he almost got into a fight with another individual. Police were able to arrest him. He's being held on $75,000 bail due to previously being arrested under similar circumstances. In sports, the Bulls beat the Warriors 125-122. Steph Curry left the game after rolling his ankle in the fourth quarter. The Warriors host the Spurs on Saturday night. Your forecast, sunny skies for today with mid-60s. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 40s.